Well, we got the phone rang at 5:30 this morning, and I said, "What is that?" You know, because we don't usually get calls that early. And I saw on the that it was Baltimore City Schools, so I just let it go. Of course, you can't go back to sleep after that, so you go ahead and you play the message. And I'm like, "It's about a back to school rally," and I'm like, "That's great," but at 5:30 in the morning, it's just not appropriate. You know, this was my one morning to sleep in. And just to be, you can't go back to sleep. And it's just, it's all about, the message is fine. I don't mind the message, but it's how it was sent. That's the problem. That's the problem I had with it.
You had trouble being woken up at 5:30.
Right. I think anyone would. I think anyone would be, how you receive the message is just as important, as how, what the message, And I'm like, yeah, the city needs programs like this, and they're great that they're doing this. But you can't really rouse people at 5:30 in the morning and expect it to be a well-received message. So,
did you guys think someone was dead?
Yeah. Actually, I woke up and I said, "Somebody better be dead." But then when I looked over and checked that it was City Schools, and I said, "Okay, I'm just not going to pick up." But of course, you can't go back to sleep after that. So, and that's when I checked the messages and it was a recording, and I thought, well, that's just really not good to be woken up with that kind of message.
Yeah. And you had a furlough day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't a huge cataclysm. But on the one hand, you have some people that are furloughed, and this was the one day they had to sleep in. Or you have other people that worked a late shift and just got into bed. Or you have other folks that didn't really plan on getting up early because they were watching the Ravens game last night. So, I think a full-scale investigation needs to be done, and I think at the root of it, you're going to find an Atlanta fan in charge of whatever contractor was running this operation.
That's awesome. Well, it turns out that it was just a mistake. The mayor had recorded it, but it was something that she had done for the city school system. So it was through the city schools. They've issued an apology. Mm-hmm. Once they found out there was a problem, they pulled it right away. Okay. What do you think about that?
I say, I forgive you, I guess. it doesn't take back the fact that, we were, roused from our very good sleep. And, he was furloughed today. He was planning on sleeping in. And, I agree with you. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a huge grand issue. But, it's a nuisance. So hopefully, the next time they have a rally, they won't do something like this again. They'll program it for later in the day or something like that.
Right, and you're looking forward to, you were looking forward to sleeping in this morning, enjoying one of the last summer vacation days with your kids.
Yeah, basically. Actually, what I'm looking forward to now is for somebody to give me the phone number of whoever was responsible, and then we can call them at 5:30 in the morning, and then we'll be even.
Plans for the rest of the day, take a nap?
Yeah, probably try to catch up on sleep.
A job.
That's cool.
Excellent. Anything else you guys want to add?
Oh, no. I think we're good.
Awesome. That's great. You posted it on Facebook.
Yeah. If you want to shoot that, you can use that if you need any video. Or
it was just one of those frustrating things you have to say.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm going to just put it on there and let it be out in the universe, and that'll be it.